Grim Scenario! Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode We Really Don't Know Anymore of Grim Scenarios.
It's like 34.
We don't
five
know.
Five or
nope,
six.
Six, seven. We don't know when this is going to be released, so giving it a number would be problematic for our editor, who is already extremely annoyed with us all the time.
Let's just say it's episode 32B.
Yeah, that sounds good. 32B. That won't cause any problem with RSS and trying to number episodes in any way, shape, or form.
It's all good. It's the joke is that if it's not 32B, which is, of course, a numbering system we don't use, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's go with that.
This is our live show. This is our second iteration of our live show.
We hope it is as good as the first one, or better.
In the first one, we had this cool thing. We were in Vegas, so we did this cool playing card thing where, like, we gave out people playing cards, and then we drew playing cards, and that's how audience participation was decided for the most part.
And then Emma shuffled the deck of playing cards that we were using to draw from with the cards we had not given out.
Yeah, that was fun.
And so we had no idea who had a card and what it was. And so we've chosen a new option, which is that our wonderful editor, Ree, will be selecting people based on what you're wearing, I heard. I'm not actually sure.
No, that's just how I'm going to identify you, because I don't know any of your names.
Yeah, so we had talked about trying to do some cool DC theming around voting, but frankly, we're super lazy.
We couldn't be bothered.
We had some ideas, but like they would have taken effort to implement and, well, you know, effort.
Stone said you get mediocre prop comedy, which... Welcome to Grim Scenarios, a Blood on the Clock Tower strategy comedy and now variety podcast hosted by myself, Milk, and my co-host friend Emma. This is a thing we do weekly-ish, if we can be bothered to remember to record.
Yeah, yeah.
And we hope you guys have fun. So we thought for this week...
Yeah, it's the world's premiere, of course, Cheese Thief strategy podcast. So I hope you're all here for...
Yeah.
I hope you're all excited for a lot of cool Cheese Thief ships, because I have none.
I'm excited to do some more social type characters, which is mostly what Cheese
Thief
is.
Like the sleepyhead, yeah.
Like the sleepyhead, yeah. So we're gonna do something a little different than what we normally do on the podcast, because again, we have all of you wonderful people here. Instead of us trying to fool each other, we're going to try to fool you. So it's going to be more fun that way.
In a very fun game of Cheese Thief.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's a whole thing. Anyway, we will probably do that episode at some point too.
No, that prank episode is coming. It will not be on April Fool's.
Cheese Scenarios, a cheese thief strategy podcast episode
will be coming. Don't worry, it's not today.
So there will be audience participation today. It will be mostly audience participation and us being our wonderful selves that you enjoy listening to.
Right. Obviously, we are recording this. Theoretically, so like the camera's point is there, it's pointing this direction, so it's gonna be hard for you to get on camera, but if you don't want to be on camera, but you do want the audience to participate, don't like walk behind there and come over here. You actively try to get into the camera's line. Go down the middle and stand there where the camera definitely can't pick you up.
Yeah. So we're gonna do some social characters or more social interactions today. And we thought, since it's Clock Tower Con in D.C. 2024, and someone wonderful, Ekin and Marshall, wrote a script for this con, we thought we'd use their script.
Yeah, the official con script. What a great idea.
Let's go and take a look at the official con script slash a Grim.
Oops.
Oh, nope, that's fine.
I'm so bad at clicking things.
It's great. We'll fix it in post.
Every time I make that joke, the thing I want to delete in a post is not deleted.
It's funner.
So this script is, of course, Doppelganger's Deceit by Clock Tower Con. It's been themed at a bunch of panels. If you missed the script notes panel last night, well, that was your mistake. Script notes is great. And they did a hard look at some of the interaction in the script. I have not thought about any of the interactions on this script. I just picked some characters, put them in a bag for my scenario I'm running. But I do have some good news for you all. You're sat in seat number 7, so you can just refer to yourselves as seat 7 for the rest of your lives now.
We don't know any of your names anymore. You're all just seat 7.
Yeah. So you are the innkeeper.
Ooh. Ooh.
That means you're getting no information this game.
That's right. We're making it really easy for you to solve this one. I assure you, the second scenario will be just as easy.
All right, so you all are playing as the innkeeper. You have your lovely friends, seats 1, 2, 3, you don't like seat 4 very much, seat 5, seat 6, seat 8, seat 9, seat 10, seat 11, and seat 12. Most of these characters will be played by me. Some of them will be played by Alex Milk. Don't like calling him Milk in real life. It's weird to call a grown man Milk.
He has a problem with it. You can all call me Milk.
And what is the good news for you? Well, you wake up today, and I'm going to tell you that in this scenario, we're going to do something a little artificial. You're going to travel around with a friend each day. Those friends are either going to be seat 4 or seat 8. So someone shout out 4 or 8 to decide your friend for the day. 4. All right.
4 it is. Hang on.
So first you'll have your private conversation with your new best friend, 4.
Just take a second. Just go, vamp for a sec.
Yeah, okay, I can vamp for a sec. What's everyone's favorite book of the Iliad?
And why is it?
I'm just curious what other people's opinions are. Well, it's 24 books, so it's 24. There's 24 books in the traditional divisions of the Iliad. So book one is, of course, the confrontation between Achilles and Agamemnon, where they get in a fight over who gets to own the slave woman.
Right, I'm here. Hello. I'm Volk. I'm in C4.
I had no idea this prop comedy was coming. Jesus fucking Christ. All right, so you're going to go have your private conversation with seat 4 first, and then you're going to go travel with seat 4 today to learn other things with the Grimm. So who wants to talk with whatever the hell this is? I saw that hand first.
This is my job.
Oh, it's so hard for me not to call on someone.
Jordan!
He's also not outside.
Jordan, hey, you're going to have Bork.
Oh. Hello, hi. I'm Bork. I'm in seat 4.
How are you?
I'm great. What are you? Oh, wait, before you tell me anything, I've got something important to tell you. I am the good twin.
I trust you implicitly.
Right? I'm from Boston.
Terribly untrustworthy city.
Really important to this conversation, too.
Right, what are you?
Since I trust you implicitly, I'll tell you I'm the innkeeper.
Oh, right, innkeeper. That's a good role. Yeah, all right. You can protect me. I'm the gossip.
Awesome. What are you going to gossip with
you? You can do or not. I mean, everybody's going to know that there's evil twin gossips. So,
true.
Fun. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure why a storyteller would do this. It's very easy to prove.
Good job.
Right. All right, I'm going to come around with you.
For the record, we agreed on twin gossips together. All right, now with your new best friend, the clearly good twin, you're going to go and talk to someone else. So someone volunteer to decide who you're talking to now that you've found your new best friend for the day.
This is why I'm here.
Yeah, that's why I said someone volunteer. Nash, you've been volunteered. So who do you want to go with, your good friend?
Bork!
Bork to see C2.
All right, you want to go see C2. Yeah. All right. Well, what do you want to ask C2? You can try to get some information out of them. They'll probably be very reluctant, because you're traveling with this fucker.
First question is, how much do you like Australia? Second question would be,
just
2 for 2.
Ooh, 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Why 2 for 2?
Because Bort's there, they're going to be kind of cagey.
All right, well, they say, what was the first question? I forgot it already.
How much do you like Australia?
How much do you like Australia?
Oh, they say, well, you know, Australia, it's part of the world. It exists. This guy's from there, so let's say a 17.
From Boston.
I'm not going to tell you the scale. And they say, sure, yeah, we can do a 2 for 2. I am either The Night Watchman, or this is always how 2 for 2s go for me. So this is because I only ever have one plan in my head for what I'm going to lie about or tell the truth for. So, like, I have to pause after I do the lie or tell the truth that I was planning because I now have to figure out a second lie or truth. Yeah, sure. I'm either the Night Watchman or the Raven Keeper.
I'm the evil twin or the gossip.
What do you want to share with this very trustworthy Night Watchman or Raven Keeper you found?
I guess I would ask them another question before I tell you that I have you and say, if you were a Night Watchman, have you used your ability?
Yeah, and I picked myself, obviously. That would be a crazy thing to do, right? No one sane would ever do that. No, I didn't do that. I'm saving it. I want to use it later.
That right. Sounds like a good idea.
I would say then I am either the innkeeper or the raven keeper.
Ooh, fun. Well, we could do this cool thing where you just park a protection on me until I give you the secret code. And then once I've given you the secret code, you remove the protection and then I use my ability and then we can get a nice late night watchman ping off. If I'm the Night Watchman.
Great. What's the secret code?
How about it is... and this is a Yagababble script, so don't read into this at all. how about the secret code is... I'm a little suspicious of you. That's not a Yagababble phrase.
Probably not the Yagababble phrase.
Yeah, someone else. Who do you want to talk to? Someone. Who's going to pretend to be our innkeeper now?
I'll take it, yeah. Talk to
C10.
C10. Right, let's go, friend.
C10 says, hey, how's it going? Weird that you're sort of traveling as a pair. Is that something you normally do when playing this game? No, it's an artificial thing you're doing for some weird reason.
Oh, I'm good.
They say, well... Yeah, I'm just harkling to people. I'm the village idiot. We had a nice council of idiots earlier. I learned that someone was good.
Going into this, I was planning on just saying I was also the village idiot. I don't think I want to do that.
But you didn't come to the council, so that'd
no,
be very weird.
Unfortunately, the council is...
Why would you lie to them? They told you their role.
Well, they say, the good news is I have evil ping on seat 2.
Wait. Well, I'm in seat 4. It's all right.
How many village idiots do you have?
Oh, it was a very normal amount of 4.
The regular amount.
I'll give you a 2 of Night Watchman or Raven Keeper.
Seems reasonable.
And did the village idiots think about picking the twins?
There's twins in this game?
Now I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm the good twin. I'm the gossip. Gossip.
Who's your evil twin, by the way?
Seat 8.
Yeah, I don't know if the you have your best friend you're going to travel with every day. It's either seat 4 or 8 was a subtle clue, but... You're traveling with seat 4 or seat 8 every day. It's going to switch.
I don't like the other guy. Who else are we talking to?
No one. That's 3 conversations. That's a pretty good amount for a day.
Yeah, 3 conversations. Don't let your players have more than 3 or 4 conversations. Too many. He'll get all confused.
All right. Now, so you're going to return to Town Square. At this point, a lot of people know about the twins, so... Milk, you want to do some gossiping? No one else is going to really gossip. Because twin gossips, it's basically, we all know what's up here.
Bork would like to gossip that there is a demon in the upper left corner between seat 9 and seat 12. The demon is between seat 9 and seat 12.
All right. And what does seat 8 want to gossip? Oh.
Yes, I normal milk will gossip.
Oh, gross.
I will gossip that there are exactly two village idiots in this game. Exactly two village idiots in this game. Two players have the village idiot token.
Oh, wow. That's fun. Mm-hmm. So do y'all have anyone you want to execute based off today's delightful conversations?
I'm a little bit suspicious of all these village idiots. And also, my evil twin has gossiped something about village idiots, which makes me think perhaps an evil player is hidden in the village idiots. I'd like to nominate seat 9.
All right. Seat 4 nominates seat 9. What's your accusation to this person you haven't talked to yet?
I don't know anything about them, but is it 10? Oh, I meant 10.
Well, you said 9. It's too late.
It's too late. Sorry, I meant 10. My mistake. We don't have to kill seat 9. I don't know anything about them. Sorry, made a mistake.
Seat 9 says, well, I'm a village idiot. I learned that seat 4
let's kill him.
Was good, so I think we've solved the twins and we can just kill seat 8, right? Let's do that. Who's with me? Kill seat 8. Kill seat 8.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Kill seat 8. Kill seat 8. Yeah.
But show of hands, who wants to vote on seat 9, our village idiot here?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, and who doesn't?
I don't think it's enough.
Yeah, that's very close. I didn't actually count. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's probably not enough.
All right, that's not enough. So none of you vote on him. It doesn't get enough. Does anyone out there who's playing as the innkeeper think they have someone they want to kill today? That's fine if you don't. I frequently don't on day one. Yeah.
I want to nominate seat 6.
Ooh.
Seat 6? Yeah, right.
All right. What's your accusation on seat 6?
The accusation is that the gossips have mentioned stuff with village idiots and with seats 9 through seats 12. There's a Vortox on script. I do not want to kill any of the village idiots or seats 9 through 12. I do want to kill somebody, though, so I think seat 6 is a great option.
Seat 6 says, well, you have a problem there because you've nominated a village idiot.
I'm in.
Who wants to vote on this village idiot here?
Vote with me. Vote with me. Yeah, right. It worked.
All right, who thinks we shouldn't vote on this? All right, this time I do know that clearly the yeas have it. So I'm going to say you vote on it, and so do weirdly 5 other people. It's like your votes are controlling this entire thing in this stupid simulated scenario we're doing.
We have a lot more than 5 people here. So
it's not the important part of the story, mate.
After seat 6 gets on the black, seat 6 says, well, I'm not actually a village idiot, but I am a plague doctor, and I don't want the storyteller to have the psychopath ability, because they are a jerk.
Well, now you're going to die anyway, so let's just kill you.
Well, anyone want to nominate to lift this? Oh, right, I can't and you can't. Rough.
Okay. Well, seat 6 is executed and dies, and you all go to sleep. You have to pick 2 people to protect today, so who wants to be our night action taker?
Brendan.
Pick 2 people to protect, Brendan.
And explain why.
Oh, Lord.
What you get for coming in late.
Who else is playing Village Idiot?
Seat 10, you know, and seat... No, 9.
Seat 9 and 10 also. Yep.
Yeah, seat 9 and 10. Seat 2 requested protection, but you don't know if they want it.
11 and 5.
11 and 5. Interesting. Interesting choices.
That's why I picked them.
Why did you pick 11 and 5, Brendan? Let's talk about
it. Because we know nothing about them, and that's perhaps they will tell us things tomorrow based on our protecting them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds all right. Oh, wait. Yeah, that sounds good.
You've protected seat 11 and seat 5. Well, when you wake up that day, you find that seat 2 is dead. And seat 3 is dead.
Oh. Ooh.
2 kills. Spooky, spooky.
Yeah, right, my friends. It was definitely one of them.
Hey, we're talking. Our best friend is Seat 8 today.
Oh, right.
Let's get rid of this. All right. So you're going to travel around with Seat 8, who you also know to be in the Twin Gossip pair.
Hello, it's me, Milk. Look, that was probably a gossip kill. Could have been Yagababble. It's possible, but it probably was a gossip kill. I'm the real gossip. I'm not the evil twin. And so I think there must only be two village idiots. So we should keep focusing on the village idiots and trying to sort that claim out.
Interesting theory.
At least one of them's already come out as not what they were claiming. So if we can get it narrowed down, right, maybe we can kill our way through it. I'm the good one.
Who do y'all want to go talk to today?
Yeah, I'm coming with you.
Tell him who we think
we are. You can claim to him if you want, if you trust this guy.
Absolutely. I mean, you claim to the other guy, right? Oh, I don't know. You were walking around with him all day. I assume you heard your claim. No?
You don't. We trusted him implicitly.
All right. Repick somebody to decide if they.
Lovely dress.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Paige.
Hi.
Well, do you want to tell him your role or not? I mean, him. I mean, I'm the gossip, and Seat 4 is the evil twin. So you can tell me whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him.
Okay, great. Yeah.
All right. So now you guys are going to go talk to Seat 11 because you picked them last night. I wonder how this is going to go. Who wants to have this conversation with Seat 11?
Ginger.
Yeah.
The All right. Seat 11 goes, hey, what's up? Oh, Seat 8's here. That's a little awkward. Well, I suppose I should just tell you. Village idiot. I picked this guy last night and learned evil. And at the Council of Village Idiots today, my friend in Seat 5 also picked this guy and learned evil.
I'm the good one.
I love that for you, Emma. I'm sorry, Seat 11. Love that for you. I'm just a snake charmer. I have no problem.
The fun things about these is we get so many different styles of how to play the same character in such a short amount of time.
Like, I'm not
going to
give you names yet because it's day 2, so, like,
hop
back at me later.
You're not
going to
tell this
village idiot claim was an evil on a twin pair that you picked last night as the innkeeper that they might be drunk. Why don't we go talk to a dead player? Because it's important to include dead players, and you haven't talked to Seat 3 yet. So who wants to have a very productive conversation with Seat 3?
Huff does.
Hey, how's it going, Huff? I'm just your dead dreamer. I dreamt of you, actually, and saw that you were either the drunk or the psychopath. So are you the psychopath?
Sure, let's do the psychopath test today, and I will prove you as a totally sober dreamer. But by the way, I will tell you and only you, because you are awesome and you are dead. I am the innkeeper, so I could be drunk, that's fine. I did pick C11 and C5 yesterday for my innkeeping. In addition, I think with that information, if I am drunk, then I think that's either C11, I think C8 is going to be the good and C4 is the evil twin. And I think that if we are the sober one, based on the information, I think either C11 or C5 is normally the drunk, and the other one became drunk with the innkeeper, and I think C4 would be the evil twin in this case. I just wanted to let you know my theory since you're dead. Have fun.
Wow. A complete theory for solving the twins already. This is day 2, so I think 2 conversations is a solid amount.
They said I'm good, so I'm fine with it.
Anyone have anyone they want? Oh, but first, we should have the twins gossip today.
Yeah, we should do a little gossip. Let's see, what do I want to gossip? You know what? I trust you, and I don't want to get an extra kill today. So I'm going to gossip, I'm Seat 8, and I'm going to gossip that there is no innkeeper in play. No innkeeper in play.
All right, and what's Seat 4 gossiping?
Right. I think I'd like to gossip that seat 12 is not the demon. I also don't want to get an extra kill because it's bad for the town. Seat 12 is the demon.
Is it not the demon?
Not the demon. Yeah, that's what I said. I gossiped it right the first time.
You have an audience question.
Yeah, what?
Before nominations, could we psychopath kill seat 4, please?
No, I'm not the storyteller. That's a bit rude, isn't it?
The storyteller says, no, you're not allowed to do that, but seat 10's dead, because I'm the psychopath.
Look what you did!
Seat 10 says, I'm not a village idiot. I've been infiltrating their councils. I am the snake charmer. Neither seat 9 nor seat 5 is the demon.
Well, that helps a lot, actually. That really narrows down where the demon could be.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? I mean, I'm a twin, and seat 4 is a twin. And if it's not seat 9 or seat 5, it looks like it might be you.
Is there anyone you all want to nominate today based off what you know about the Grimm?
Seat 8.
All right, I heard a lot of different numbers, so re-pick someone for me.
Bruce.
I like this system a lot better than the cards.
You were looking down, that's why I picked you.
C8. Ooh, Bruce nominates C8, going for the twin pair. What's your act? Why do we want to kill C8 in this twin pair?
I heard voices in my head that suggested C8 might be a kill.
Does anyone have a nice, solid bit of reasoning about why you want to kill seat 8?
Because they turned on us super quick.
Yeah. Yeah, what a jerk.
All right. Well, everyone else is like, we don't really want to go into the twin pair today, so if you guys vote or not, it's not going to go through. The twins aren't dying today. Let's move on. Do you, any of you want to see anyone else nominated, though?
Seat 1,
interesting. Why seat 1?
We haven't heard from them at all, and if they say that they're the village idiot, I won't be dead.
Seat 1 says, I'm not the village idiot. I am the town crier. I think this is potentially an evil nomination because they don't want me solving the twin pair. Not that either of the twins have nominated for some reason. So let's not kill me. Like, let's let me live. I'm very important to town.
Bort nominated on day 1.
That's true. Oh, they go, oh, right, Bort did nominate on day 1. Yeah. They go, well, I got a no, so if we could kill C8, I guess. All right, who wants to vote on this very...
very
wow.
trustworthy person.
C1 goes, okay, I'm the Raven Keeper. Please put your hands down, please. All right, C1 is going to get a lot of votes and get executed and die. Interesting stuff going on here. So who do you two want to protect tonight? I mean, you guys.
Oh, here. Yeah, it's nighttime now.
Red sweater.
Yeah, I was thinking 12 and 9.
None of that's red sweater.
Red sweater?
Yeah, you.
Let's go 12 and 5.
12 and 5. Interesting. Well, you all wake up and see 12 is dead.
That audience reaction,
though. Ooh, I love that.
C12 says, I was the mayor.
Well, it looks like we didn't get the demon yet.
I think this solves the gossip, the twin pair, because there would have been an extra kill if Bort was the demon. I mean, Bort was the gossip, because he said 12 isn't the demon, and now 12's dead.
12 wasn't the demon. He's dead. He died in the night.
Yeah, so there would have been
extra kill.
He lost it, but he wasn't good.
Oh, yeah, right. That's bad.
To be fair, C5 could have been the demon kill.
There although there isn't him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very good at being the gossip.
Well, so what do we have in this game right now? We have a storyteller with a psychopath ability,
which
is fun. We have seats 11, 9, and 5, who are all claiming village idiots, and we have these two gossip chuckles.
What were both gossips yesterday?
Right. I gossiped that seat 12 was not the demon. And I gossiped that there was no innkeeper in play.
Seat 9 says, I'm a village idiot. I picked seat 4 last night and got that they were good. Seat 5 says, I picked seat 8 last night and got that they were evil. And seat 11 says, I picked seat 8 last night and got that they were
right. Look, I know it looks bad, but think about this. What if seat 1 was the demon? They were really shifty yesterday, they gave weird information, and my gossip killed seat 12. Right? A gossip kill would go through a mayor protection, right? That makes sense. And that works, I think. So I think seat 1 was the demon, and we just need to kill seat 8. And then we win the game.
All right, so there's 6 alive. Who thinks here that you guys are ready to make a decision on the twins? Interesting. I don't think that's enough. So it's been agreed again that we're not executing twins today. So who do you want to kill?
No one.
Is anyone in town claiming outsider that hasn't told us that? Anyone want to come out?
The only outsider claim is the plague, Dr. Claim.
So we're facing a close.
Either that or 12 star pass.
So we only talked to Belk yesterday and not Bort. Did Bort been the yag babble? You guys remember how many times he said, I'm the good one?
He did say it twice.
Yeah. That's possible that they're both people, maybe.
Yeah. I'm the good one.
Oh, no.
Have we heard any the psychopath kills seat 11, by the way.
Well, that simplifies things, doesn't it? Look, I think we need to kill my evil twin today, because there's only 4 of us. There's only 5 of us left. We don't want to go into final 3 with possibly a demon and a twin pair.
Seat's 5 information is that seat 1 was evil, seat 4 was good, and seat 8 was evil.
Could we get seat 9's information again?
Seat 9 goes, yes, my information is seat 5 good, seat 8 evil, and seat 4 good. And 11 says, my information is that seat 4 is good and seat 8 is evil.
Can I ask the audience a question? Do we think that seat 1 could have potentially been the demon, and that were the drunk, and then the gossips? Because I think both gossips would have been correct. So I think we might have killed the demon in seat 1 already, who was trying to claim Ravenkeeper to save themselves, and that we just have the twins left.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The original demon has to be dead. The two snake charmer picks, the twins and we are alive.
See? We got him! Let's go! Ooh, why?
Because there's no evidence of pit hacking.
Yeah, alright, good.
The psychopath was out of play.
Alright. We had 2 kills one day, right?
Did we have 2 kills on that day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your gossip wouldn't have. Wasn't your gossip.
My gossip was. 9 through 12. So it was the assassin trying to make the fake gossip look real.
And what was the fake gossip?
I think that we killed the demon yesterday, but I think the assassin killed the mayor in the night to cover for the dead demon to make it look like I'm the evil one. But I'm not evil. I'm good. I'm the good one.
Because we're sober and it's a Vortox game.
Thank you.
I don't know if the demon's dead, I don't think it can be a Vortox game because we got 8 evil last night and then 8 evil the night before.
That was
two different village idiots.
We're not running
two
any house
village
rules.
If we're sober, who's the other outside?
Could be anywhere. Could have been the Raven Keeper. Oh no, that's the imp.
Oh god, yeah, snake
charmer could be drunk. Yeah.
I have a follow-up question with the board.
Yeah, on bulk.
Based upon your day one gossip, you said that seat 9 to 12, one of them is the demon.
Yeah, one of them is the demon.
Perfect. On day 2, you decided to gossip. Seat 12 is not the demon.
Yeah, I was trying to narrow it. I was trying to narrow it down.
But we already got rid of seat 10 from, I think it was a night kill or something. So based upon your gossip that you believe triggered because we had 2 kills in the night, and you said it was true.
Yeah.
Either 12, 11, or 9 would have been essentially the demon for your gossip, but you just said, I don't want to get another kill, and then decided to say... now, that seat 12 is not the demon. How would you know that that would not gain a kill?
Well, I didn't. I was guessing. It was a 50-50. I could have said seat 12 was the demon, right? It's just a different way of gossiping.
That is certainly how percentages work.
Yeah. Look, my world, I'll just recap. The world where I'm the good twin, which is the true world, I'm the good one, is the world where... one of seat 3 or seat 2 was assassin killed to cover the evil twin's gossip, and then my gossip killed seat 12 last night. My world is that my gossip killed seat one of seat 2 or seat 3, and that that there are only 2 village idiots in the town. One of these village idiots is a liar, and that the assassin killed seat 12, the mayor, last night.
And it's a Vortox game.
I don't think it's a Vortox game. I think all the information's lining up perfectly. I think one of the village idiots is a liar.
Did only one of the village idiots check seat 4, and was that also the one he had?
No, they're all claiming to have checked seat 4 and all claiming to have gotten an evil on seat 4. Or so good on seat 4 and 8. They've all seen, claimed to have seen. Well, no. Seat 11 says they got a good on both of them. They got a good on seat 4 the night we in-kept to protect them, and seat 8 the next night.
Look, there's no point in waiting around anymore. I'm nominating seat 4. Seat 4 is the evil twin. This will end the game. Let's be done with it.
All right. Who here is ready to vote on seat 4?
All right, hands up high so we can figure it out. Oh, I can't believe it. How dare you, Molly Bock?
Oh, that is 5, 8, 10, 13, 14.
There's some seats over here.
So like I see like 5 over there, that's 19, 22. I count 22 hands.
So many votes.
Does anyone here want to kill seat 8? Ooh, 1, 2.
Yeah, I'll nominate seat 8.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. You voted 17. 22 to 17 that you want to go in on this. Seat 4 as the evil twin.
Why would you do this? I'm the good one.
So naturally, you're very persuasive and your execution follows through in this crisis of conscience you had in your head.
Got him.
All right, well, the game ends.
Of course it does. We killed the evil twin.
Or the good twin.
Or the good twin.
Or the Yagabot.
All right, so who wants to take a stab at what demon's in play?
Yeah.
I think it's an imp.
I'm cool.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Vortox somehow.
I think
it's a Vortox somehow.
I thought it was
Vortox. I think it's a secret pit
hag. Ooh, secret pit hag world. Love that. All right, Emma.
Well,
give it to him.
It is, in fact, an imp game. Woo! Seed one was, in fact, the imp. The misinformation was wild because of the innkeepers drunking the sober village idiot in seat 11 on a key night when they picked an evil twin. I'd wonder why they happened to pick an evil twin that night. It's fun when you get to control everything. Our dreamer was in fact the drunk, which explains why they dreamt us as the drunk. Seat 9 was an assassin, not a village idiot. But I wanted to emphasize that evil really should be bluffing Village Idiot more. When we did the release game for Village Idiot, Patters and I were the knowing evil team. We also had a marionette, don't worry about that. And we both immediately looked at this character and said, we're just bluffing Village Idiot. We don't care what bluffs Ben gave us. And I was like also worried, like, is this going to become too meta? Is like everyone just always going to do that? But instead what I've seen is evil teams never bluff Village Idiot.
It's a free bluff.
Unless it's specifically given to them, and even then only one of them does. That's wild. Bluff Village Idiot. Like, you poison the well of information. Like, these are characters who develops based around the existence of extra Village Idiots creating misinformation. And if the evil team's not bluffing that, it becomes really easy for the good team to cut through that information and solve. Mm-hmm. So seat 9 was bluffing Village Idiot. Seat 10 was also bluffing Village Idiot because they were the snake charmer. Seat 6 was bluffing Village Idiot because they were the plague doctor. The Night Watchmen didn't get to use their ability because you refused to protect them.
You're welcome.
Seats 8 gossip did in fact kill because there was only 2 Village Idiots in place, seat 11 and seat 5. Seat 5 was of course the drunk Village Idiot and got entirely bad information. For the most part, seats 4's gossips didn't kill, and the assassin panicked and killed seat 12 when the demon died to try to prevent you from realizing that the demon was dead.
Wait, does that mean I was the evil one?
I can't believe you brought your weird-ass Bort impersonation into this and made Bort evil just so you could be good. I think we all know the real lesson here is he's evil.
Can't keep getting away with it. All right, that's the first scenario. Give us like 2 minutes and we'll switch over for the second one. All right, are you ready? All right, everyone, you are... What are you? I need to my notes. Come on, notes. Notes, come on.
I need to look at your notes.
Yeah, you need to look at my notes. I need to look at my notes. We're very organized. All right, hello, you are... Really? Seat 5? You're in seat 5? You are... You are the snake charmer in seat 5. Let's go find that demon. And on night 1, you get to pick someone. Ree, would you mind picking someone in the audience for us to select whether or not we become the demon? Ruth!
Seat
12. Okay, I better check my notes. Well, this is going to be a really short episode because you are now the snake charmer. And on day 1, Ruth, since you're still here, you made a pick for us. You all wake up and you come into the town square, and a few people go off together immediately, including myself. That's me, Milk. And Emma, along with another player, the player in seat 6. And we all go off together very quickly after calling for Village Idiots to meet up in one of the side rooms over there. All 3 of us go over there. Oh, you're gonna come? Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, we're a Village Idiot too.
Oh, you're a Village Idiot too. Ah, somebody's learned a lesson. Well, this seems odd. It looks like there are 4 Village Idiots in this town.
Uh-oh.
All right. We can solve this. We'll all put this piece of cheese in the middle, and one of us visit a Village Idiot. We'll steal the cheese when we're all not looking.
Thank goodness there's only 4 Village Idiots in this room right now.
Hold up!
Oh!
Oh, look, it's our wonderful editor, Ree.
I'm the Village Idiot.
We have 3, 4, 5 Village Idiots in our town. Let's go ahead and mark them all up. Ree is seated in seat 12.
Oh, good, I'm not the demon.
Seat six, of course, is your village idiot in seat six, and seat four is me, your village idiot, and seat three is Emma, also your village idiot. Well, this is going to take a bit of doing. Why don't you all start first? What did you get last night?
Seat 12 is good.
Okay, great. Seat 12 is good.
It's me.
You're good. Well, why don't you share your information next since you are good.
Well, fun fact. Seat 5 is also good. So we're just confirming each other.
You're both good. How lucky for you.
Confirmation.
Yeah. Me and Ruth did it.
Emma, would you like to share what village idiot information you got?
Yeah. I learned that seat 9 is evil.
Ooh. Seat 9, evil. All right.
Probably the cheese thief.
And I, Milk, the definitely not drunk village idiot, also learned that seat 12 is good. So we've got a lot of people confirming seat 12, who is definitely good and definitely a village idiot.
But what did seat 6 get?
Sorry. Unfortunately, I, seat 6, am not in fact a village idiot. I just wanted to come here and make friends and be a part of what...
Get out of here! This is a council for idiots!
Be ashamed of yourself.
Go away!
I'll leave now. I think I'll just go now. I think I'll just leave. No, you cannot now, because nominations are not open. So
what does anyone think about this cadre of village idiot information with two goods on C12, one of them from C5, who also has a good on them from C12, and then, of course, me with C9 evil? What do we learn from four village idiots and that set of good things? What do we think we learned there?
C12's the minion, the other ones are evil too.
Yeah. Hey! I think that's the wrong one.
No.
It's Brendan's job.
All right, well, we've got a whole bunch of village idiot information off the hop, but you probably want to talk to some other people, don't you?
No.
Well, we're all going to split up and go in our own separate ways. Repick somebody.
Brendan.
Sweet.
Other one. No,
you are other Brendan.
Yeah.
Let's go talk to seat 7.
Seat 7. Who's seat 7? Oh, seat 7. Hey, what's going on, Brendan?
Nothing much. I'm just an idiot.
You're an idiot?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you go to that whole meeting of all the idiots?
Absolutely. Yeah. I have a membership card, so I got to go.
Seat six came slinking back out of that meeting and seemed pretty disappointed with the outcome.
Yeah. They tried to infiltrate the Council of the Idiots, but their IQ was above 100. We couldn't let them in.
They tried to fake being a village idiot? How dare they? Well, I'm also a village idiot. I didn't mean to go to the thing. I didn't want to get involved with all that business. So, yeah, I think probably we'll just have to figure it out a little bit later.
I get it, it's bureaucracy, but you want to continue being a member, you do need to attend the meetings.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's part of the whole process. You know, I'll catch up with people a little later on. That's fine. So what did you get?
I got the 12 was good.
You got the 12 was good. Oh, interesting. What did I get? I need to look at my notes again. What did I get? I got that seat 8 is evil. All right. Well, who wants to go next?
Lady with the bow in her hair.
Hello. Who would you like to talk to? You get one more chat today.
Can we talk to seat 2?
Seat 2. Absolutely, you can talk to seat 2. Seat 2. Okay, seat 2 says, hey, what's going on there? Friends, all of you together.
Hi, I'm part of the Council of Village Idiots. Are you also a village idiot?
No, and I may consider taking away your zoning permit. I'm the mayor. I think we're going to need a no idiot zone fairly soon.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not get hasty here. Village idiots should be welcome wherever they want to go.
VIP parking.
All right. Well, looks like seat two.
Yeah, so let's all clap. Now, who would like to call for the exile of Habby?
But if you do enjoy Habby's comedy, please check out Habby and Navian on CT on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
I'm just glad we don't have a copypasta.
Yeah, well, you need one. All right, everybody. That's about all you're going to get for today, so let's all come back to the town square. Is there anyone that you all would like to nominate today? Yes.
Six, kill the interloper.
All right, we nominate C.
Yo, here's a tale about a lady named Emma. We're on a podcast together and she's a real dilemma. She's like with the words, playing on the clock tower. Like a fool in a fucking game, she got no real power. Emma might be a genius, Wikipedia schemes, like a mastermind, if you know what I mean. When it comes to trust, she's a total wreck. In grim scenarios, she is always a suspect. Yeah. Woo! We gather in a circle and the game is on. Emma's already talking like a tricky mignon. Might not notice when she changes her glasses. Philo thinks the animal tricked all of our asses. You get her on the block and you think you caught her, but Emma sneaks away with a claim of butler. In the clock tower circle, she's a tricky foe, but kill milk, not even with a fully charged foe. Emma, oh Emma, with a clever little grin. She's the queen of deception, but she can't always win. So get up for milk, the real king of it. Man, face it, I already got away with it.
Still the most confirmed.
Yeah, because we're confirmed by the most confirmed, which makes us more confirmed.
Double confirming.
Super confirmed.
Super confirmation.
Right, which makes her more confirmed, which makes us more
I've
confirmed.
I've been here the whole time.
Well, we're going to have to sort this out, but I guess we'll sort it out later. Why don't we have another conversation with a person who's not an idiot? Maybe somebody who's not an idiot can sort this out. Mollybach?
I'd like to go to seat one.
Mollybach wants to talk to seat one. Let's talk to seat one. Hello, I am very excited to talk to you. Because I am the pixie.
What did you see?
I saw gossip, and so I have the gossip ability, but I don't really have a good idea of the game state because I was in a double claim yesterday. People didn't really want to tell me stuff. So I need some help crafting my pixie gossip.
Well, surely you gossiped yesterday as the pixie. What did you gossip?
Oh, it was irrelevant. It was just some made-up stuff. Yesterday, I just gossiped some random stuff, yeah.
I think you should gossip that there is not a mayor in play.
I should gossip there's not a mayor in play.
Correct.
All right, no mayor in play. I'm going to gossip that today, no mayor in play. Anybody else, any other ideas? Are we good with that?
There are three players in play that have the Village Idiot token.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one. Those are both good. No mayor in play or three Village Idiots. What do we think, town? Who wants no mayor in play?
Actually, I want that, actually.
Oh. All right, your pixie gossip in seat one is going to gossip today that there is no mayor in play. Let's
go with the mayor.
By the point of the night order that the gossip would go, the pixie would have, would have the gossip's ability. So
yeah, they just gossiped something silly which didn't kill anyone.
Question.
I can't be bothered to remember what I was going to have them gossip.
Oh, I can.
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Emma.
They were going to gossip. There is a multi-kill demon in play, which is what they gossiped. Yeah.
Is that actually what they gossiped?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I took notes. Yeah, okay, they gossiped there is a multi-kill demon in play.
There was no extra kill. No mistakes.
There was no extra kill.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so it's fine. Oh, look at that. I wrote down all the gossips, too.
What are the single kill demons?
So it's Imp and Vortox are the single kill demons. So that's good. That's super helpful. We got a pixie gossip and information. That's helpful. That I definitely forgot about. Anyway, let's put Has ability here as well, because that person's definitely a pixie and definitely real. All right. So back to the town square, I think. We're basically done with those kind of conversations. Village Idiot chat takes a long time. Who do we want to nominate today? Cody?
Seat 11.
Seat 11. Why do we want to nominate seat 11?
Vortox game, and neither us or 10 are drunk, they are the demon.
Okay, if it's a Vortox game, if either one of us are 10 or drunk, there the demon could be good. Seat 11 says, I'm okay to die, I just need to go have a storyteller consult first. So I'm going to go do that, and then we can kill me for Vortox purposes. That sound good, everybody? Everybody on the board with that? Okay, great. I'm going to go talk to the storyteller. Seat 11 goes and talks to the storyteller, and then comes back and says, okay, I have some information, but I don't want to share it just yet. I'd like to wait until tomorrow and see who's still around at that point. And that obviously makes this player the fisherman. So we're going to vote on and kill the fisherman today because we want to get through this and Vortox stuff as possible. So we all vote on and execute this nice fisherman. Everybody all agrees that the fisherman has to go.
Oh, C3 didn't agree.
Oh, C3 doesn't agree C2. That the fisherman... Oh, you want to nominate C2?
Yeah.
You don't agree? Okay, well, great. Let's keep going. Well, what do you want to do, C3? Why do you want to kill C2?
C3 says, the village idiot information is weird and there's too many of us. But I do believe I'm the drunk idiot, and C2 would be a good kill.
Interesting. Anybody else?
I'm the confirmed village idiot. We should go after my information.
Has the pixie made their gossip yet?
Yes, the pixie gossips that there is no mayor in play. Yes, the pixie gossips. No one else gossips. Nothing else happens. All right, well, what do we want to do, town? Would we rather vote on this than on the seat 11, the fisherman? Probably, maybe? No, you don't want to go after this. Okay, yeah. Anybody want to vote on it? Hands up? No, nobody? Okay, yeah, one or two. Well, yeah, all right. Well, nope, looks like we're killing seat 11, unless you want to nominate someone.
I want to nominate seat 7.
Oh, seat 12 wants to nominate seat 7. Seat 12, why?
Because I got 7 as evil.
I also got 7 as evil. I think it's a great idea. Let's kill seat 7 instead. Wait, here it goes. Yeah. All right, who wants to vote on seat 7? Yes, not quite enough, I think. We're still killing seat 11, I'm afraid. All right, seat 11 is executed and dies. Everybody goes to sleep. Who's making the snake charmer pick? Ree, pick somebody.
Navian.
Oh.
Oh, Navian.
I
want to
try to become a demon, so I pick seat 2.
Yeah. You pick seat 2! You're still the snake charmer. Oh, well. All right, you wake up the following morning to discover that, unfortunately, the player in seat 1 has died. And the player in seat 9 has died. The player in seat 9 says, well, look at this. I was your raven keeper. And I checked seat 7 last night. Seat 7 is the assassin. Seat 7 is the assassin. I'm also confirmed. I got good information. Emma's the drunk one. All three of us are good. Three good village idiots, everybody. Oh, well, you're the evil one, obviously. You're lying and faking being a village idiot. How dare you?
No, they confirmed me.
Oh.
And I have good information.
Because you're the most trustworthy.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, who do we want to... seat 2 you picked, but seat 2... you picked them. Oh, night 3. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, all right, well.
So what did us village... Let's have a council of idiots.
Yep, time for the council of idiots once again. All right, idiots. What did you get? It's your turn to go first.
We picked 7 and got evil.
You picked 7 and got evil? 7's definitely evil, right? We definitely got to get 7. What did you get?
I picked seat...
Yes, good question. What did I pick?
Seat. Are you in seat 3?
Yeah.
You're good! Confirmed!
I picked seat 12, and I got evil. But I don't believe that seat 12 is evil. I mean, seat 12 is very confirmed. So I'm not sure what's going on here. Am I the drunk one?
Yeah. A follow-up question. Did you pick seat 12 twice?
No, I picked... Oh, yeah, I did pick seat 12 twice. Yeah. Yeah, so that's really weird. Am I the drunk one?
No. I mean, I kind of think you're the demon.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Who's the drunk one?
Oh, I picked seat 5 and got evil.
Yeah.
Seat 5 was evil.
That's no, that's seat 5.
You're
not
evil.
You
definitely
are. All right, well, we're down to 5 players left, and we're mostly through our time for today. So,
6 players.
6 players?
Yeah.
Oh.
5, 6.
5, 6. We're going to kill seat 7 today, right? Like, seat 7's getting executed today no matter what. Anybody think seat 7 shouldn't die today?
We couldn't stop it if we wanted to.
Yeah, seat 7's dead.
I mean, not what that seems like if they were
the probably the assassin, but hey, let's get him out of here, right? They're the assassin, let's get him out of here. And then in the night... the fisherman's advice is... the fisherman's advice was, you should look closely at the village idiots.
Hey, with those notes, can you just add seat 12 good, confirmed?
Seat 12 good, confirmed, yeah. And unfortunately, in the night this time, we lose seat 12. Oh, you pick. Sorry, you pick first. That's right, I forgot. Okay. It's time. Okay, big choice. Kelsey?
Seat 4.
Yes. Picking seat 4. You are the snake charmer. And unfortunately, in the night, seat 12 does still die. Sorry, you're dead. You don't get more information. All right, who wants to kill today? Who thinks that there's a viable 3 evil alive world? No 3 evil alive world. Who thinks there's a Vortox world and we need to kill someone today? Or at least kill a dead body. Okay, we're killing a dead? All right, let's kill a dead player. All right, we're going to nominate and kill... Oh, let's kill seat 7 again for being the assassin. How fucking rude of them. All right, and we all go to sleep, and surely nothing bad will happen in the nighttime. We wake up. After you pick, I know. Who are you picking? Raise your hands if you want seat 3. Raise your hands if you want seat 2. You select seat 3.
No, wait, I want 5.
Too late.
I want us. We are.
You pick seat 3. You are the snake charmer. Oh, no. You wake up in the morning and discover you died in the night. 3 players left alive. 2 idiots. 1 mayor. The player that died in the night is you, seat 5. Oh, yeah, sure, I can probably remember. Who died in the night first? The gossip died in the night first?
No,
the gossip was executed.
It was seat 10 the night.
Seat 10.
Then it was seat 1, the pixie claim,
seat
and
one
seat
died.
9,
and
the raven keeper.
9, the raven keeper.
Then it was seat 12, then it was seat 5.
Then seat 12, then seat 5. See? That's why I've got Emma here, to remember stuff.
My last 2 nights of information, for what it's worth, were seat 4 good, seat 6 good. I think I'm the drunk village idiot. I've thought that most of the game.
My last 2 nights of information are seat 2 evil, seat 3 evil.
But as the confirmed village idiot, I got seat 3 is good.
So we have to sort this out, everybody. Where's the demon? Where's the fake village idiot? Where's the real village idiot? Well, we know we're the fake village idiot, right? The fake village idiot was just seat 7. So that must mean that seat 2 is the demon.
Remember, this one checks.
I think seat 2 and seat 4 are evil, and I'm the last good player alive. So what I'm saying is, y'all got picked for me. I'm not doing this shit.
Do we have any seat 2 good?
Somebody star passed, and then I still think it would probably be to seat 2.
We have about like 2 minutes, so.
Who votes for seat 2?
Have we had any reported pit hangings?
No.
Who votes for seat 4? Who votes for seat 3?
So wait, you. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So everybody thinks Emma's good.
No.
Yes.
Does anybody think Emma is the sober village idiot?
No.
Everybody thinks Emma is the drunk village idiot.
Yes.
Does anybody think Rhee is good?
No.
Yeah.
I think she's good. I confirm.
Does anybody think Rhi is a sober village idiot?
I died in the night. What did I do? Star pass?
Who thinks I am a village idiot? Does anybody think I'm actually a village idiot? All right. Well, you've gotten it quite well. You might notice that our beanies have little colored propellers on top. Mine, of course, is red because I am in fact, the imp. I got away with it. I am in fact the imp. Yes, the player in seat two is your pit hag.
Milk, what was the pit hag doing this game?
So the pit hag made a few mistakes in this game. The pit hag was trying to make a drunk, and then the pit hag was trying to change players into other things. The pit hag did not make anybody into anything because I'm an incompetent moron that forgot to write down the pit haggings. But that's not the important part of the story. The important part of the story is to talk about how the way that people present themselves communicates. This is something we can't ever do on the podcast, right? The way that you say things, right? The way that you communicate with each other is a huge part of playing Blood on the Clock Tower. This is the strategy part, by the way, right? So when someone says to you, for example, what did you say several times?
I'm confirmed.
She said she was confirmed by you. She's the good village idiot. All her information lines up. Emma's information
didn't make sense. It never made sense.
Never made sense at all.
Starting with the fake village idiots, even with the fake village idiots in there, the information that I had just did not make sense.
And my information made a little bit of sense.
Because you knew.
Because I knew where the evil players were. I could call out seat seven as evil because they're my assassin and they're spent. So, well, I think that's about it for us.
Yeah, we probably need to go. There's another panel starting at 1:30, so we need to wrap up pretty quickly.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you all for coming and joining us.
We hope all your scenarios this weekend remain grim.